शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। Those sitting in the back, you don't like to come in the front. I don't know who is sitting in the back. Can't see you. There's so much space in the front. Now no mobile should be working at this time. Please switch off or put in silence mode. First of all, welcome to Madhuban. Welcome to Gyan Sarovar. Welcome to this unlimited family. Today, I'm going to speak on the topic, being a true Brahmin. So when the word true is said, it definitely means there must be something false too, no? Otherwise, why should it be true? So there is also false compared to true. So when we, to understand the meaning of being a true Brahmin, we have to also understand what is this false Brahmin. So false Brahmin means, in Bharat we have many castes, and mainly there are the four castes: the Brahmin caste, the Kshatriya, the warrior caste, the Vaishya, the merchant caste, and the Shudra, the workers' caste. So the Brahmins, because this is according to the scriptures, and this actually must have started from Copper Age onwards, the society was classified into four different types of castes on the basis of their duties for the society. The Brahmins were the highest caste, and the Brahmins' duty was just to read the scriptures, the real intellectual class, and read the scriptures, relate the scriptures, talk about religion, spirituality, to maintain the religion. So Brahmins had that very high duty, and that was a Brahmin caste, and they had to really protect the society in a spiritual way, teach them values. So it was meant for giving knowledge, the knowledgeable caste. And then the Kshatriya caste was actually the warrior clan, we say, but like a caste too. And the warriors were the kings who were ruling in India, and they all came from the Kshatriya clan. And all the kings, the royal families, they are from the Kshatriya caste. And the Vaishyas were the businessmen. So businessmen were needed, they would do business. And the fourth was the Shudra caste, who were the working class, working for the government and getting paid by the government. And then in that Shudra caste means everything, even the untouchables and all would come, because they were like workers. So working for somebody. And the businessmen, the Vaishya, the merchant caste, they had the money. Brahmins didn't have money, but they had the wealth of knowledge. Kshatriyas had physical strength. Brahmins had spiritual strength, knowledge. And Vaishyas had that intellect with which they could do business, so the money strength, the strength of wealth. And the Shudras who would work physically for the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, they used to work for them. And the Vaishyas were supposed to feed everyone. The Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, because they were the merchant caste, the businessmen. So, and the Shudras. So each one in the society had his own duty to perform for the betterment of the society. In this way, the societies